was another day of higher grain futures and lower cattle futures Tuesday. Input prices are weighing on agricultural producer sentiment. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday, the 6th of April. Soybean and corn futures gained Tuesday with stronger demand and bearish weather conditions in South America. Corn futures closed 3 to 9 cents higher, while soybean futures were up 7 to 28 cents. That weighed on cattle futures once again, with feeder cattle an average of $2.26 lower and live cattle down an average of $1.21. So far today, they're gaining some of that back. Negotiated cash-fed cattle prices continued mainly steady on Tuesday, with live prices at $138 to $140 a hundredweight in Nebraska and dress prices at $222. That was on moderate trade and demand, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, live prices are steady in the Southern Plains at $138 and at $140 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $3.49 higher Tuesday afternoon at $271.53 a hundredweight. Select was $1.20 higher at $262.90. Remember, you can get a Monday-to-Monday market highlights and summary in the weekly Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find details at calfnews.net.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy-handling Hereford cow. That's right. No broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices lost ground Tuesday. Federal Reserve Governor Lael Brainard spoke at a conference where she indicated the central bank is ready to implement additional tightening to tackle inflation. Brainard noted the effects of inflation are worse for working families who spend proportionally much more of their income on basic necessities, up to 77% for lower-income families. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 281 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 58 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 328 points. Agricultural producer sentiment slipped last month, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. It was down 12 points from the previous month and 26% less year over year at 113. That was the lowest since March of 2020. The index of current conditions was 19 points lower at 113, 44% less than a year earlier, and the index of future expectations was 9 points lower at 113, which was 31% less than the same time last year. According to James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, concern about the war's impact on input prices and input availability on farming operations was paramount in the minds of producers responding to the March survey and was a major factor in declining sentiment. The March survey provided the first opportunity to ask producers how they expect the war in Ukraine to affect U.S. agriculture. 63% of respondents said they expect input prices to be the most affected, while 33% expect crop prices to be most affected. Responding to a related question, 19% said availability of inputs is their primary concern this year, which was equal to the percentage of producers who chose lower crop and/or livestock prices as their biggest concern. Relative to input prices, 57% expect them to increase by 20% or more, and 36% think input prices will rise by 30% or more. Just more than 25% said they've had difficulty purchasing crop inputs for the 2022 crop season. Producers report that supply chain problems persist across a wide range of inputs, with herbicides, fertilizer, and farm machinery parts posing the most problems. Agricultural producers continue to say that they expect their operations' financial performance to decline this year compared to last year. The March Farm Financial Performance Index asks producers whether they expect their farm's financial performance in 2022 to be better than, worse than, or about the same as in 2021. It was 4 points higher at 87, but remains 30% lower than a year earlier. Mintert explains, when producers think about how their farm will fare financially this year, it's clear they don't expect commodity price strength to offset the dramatic rise in farm production costs that they're experiencing. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday, the 6th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.